Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, I told you earlier on, we're starting to get calls about flights to places like Portugal, Lanzarote, some other well-known destinations being cancelled due to a lack of planes. And I remember a week or two ago, Ryanair said that some of their Boeings hadn't arrived and wouldn't be here for the summer, and it could be problematic. Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, I know it doesn't seem to have happened out of Cork yet. It seems to have happened out of Dublin. What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. Pretty simple. You've summed it up. Ryanair have to take about 25,000 seats a day off their summer schedule. They put the summer schedule up. They sold it. Consumer legislation means they can do this. If you cancel more than 2 weeks in advance of the flight, there's no compensation issues involved. But it is a big drama because people have booked, first of all, they've booked holidays and flights. And second, then some people have booked one flight to get to somewhere else to link with another flight. And that leaves them in a right house, as they say down the country, in a right quandary. Boeing were supposed to deliver 57 new aircraft to Ryanair to start the summer season. They're only going to deliver 40 of those. That's a lot of aircraft to be short for the summer. Michael O'Leary's famously grumpy at the best of times. He's even grumpier since this has all unfolded.
One would argue that it's his mistake rather than Boeing's, in that he probably shouldn't have been selling seats he wasn't sure of having.
He was sure. He's a long track record of growth and increasing the schedule. And, you know, realistically, if you're going to be selling flights January, you need your summer schedule up by January. You can they sell for basically a year ahead. There are other things he's been doing. He's been scrambling to get some of the Boeing that were supposed to be passed on or sold on by Ryanair will not be traveling on. He's talking about getting extra Airbus aircraft. But it's a Europe-wide problem. First of all, Ryanair is famously a Boeing airline. Aer Lingus are an Airbus airline. Mm. And Airbus have their own problems as well because there's been a big engine recall. Pratt & Whitney engines have a dust issue. It means that hundreds of Airbus aircraft that were to be flying this summer are also being grounded for the summer as they go back into the mechanics shop and the garage to get checked out for safety issues. Mm. What happens, that's impacting heavily on Lufthansa, Wizz, airlines like that. Mm. That means that the overall number of seats in the sky is reduced, and that means prices are floating up and flights are getting cancelled.
Yeah.
Ryanair have told me that they're not if there's maybe one or two flights a day, that's not where they're going to make the cuts. They're going to try and make the cuts where it has least impact on customers. That's the very heavy routes, to give examples, Dublin to Gatwick and Dublin to Stansted, where you have 17 or 18 flights a day, and those big trunk routes from into Spain and Portugal. But it is certainly means There's going to be fewer seats available for the summer, and it's pretty raw economics, PJ, junior cert economics, where the demand is less than the supply. The prices go down when, and if you're looking at what's happening in summer 2024, when the supply is not going to meet the demand, the prices would go up.
Something you said at the start, Owen, that worries me a little on behalf of people, and as I said, I'm booked with Ryanair in July, and so far everything looks okay. But people whose flights are being cancelled, and they've no comeback here.
No. You know, there is a travel insurance option for some of the insurers for flight disruption, but it tends to go around weather events. It tends not to be for aircraft, you know, the overall problem of aircraft having to, airlines having to trim back their schedules. There isn't a hell of a lot of consumer comeback on issues, other issues like airline failure, as we discovered when, you know, a couple of the airlines that served mostly affected Belfast with Flybe and people like that, that when an airline ceases, there isn't a hell of a lot of consumer comeback either. There's nobody to turn to for your money back. You're really at the mercy of aviation working pretty much as it's supposed to when you book your flights.
And most of the people that are contacting us are people, obviously, who would be looking to fly out of Cork Airport to Portugal, i.e. Faro, and to Lanzarote, and they're concerned. There seems to have been one of the flights to Lanzarote gone.
You know, I wouldn't expect Cork to be badly affected because, by its nature, it's an airport with around 2 million passengers versus Dublin famously with 32 million. So the frequencies on any route are not going to be very high. There's another saving grace in that the airlines that save Cork, that serve Cork, the Airbus airlines aren't affected by the engine recall. Obviously, KLM have that great service to Amsterdam, and they're not going to be affected. Aer Lingus aren't affected by the Airbus issues at all. It is a Ryanair issue that affects the island of Ireland mainly. The rest of Europe is seeing quite a lot more cancellations. And Cork, you know, the volume of frequencies would mean that if we lose maybe one flight a week or whatever, that's it. It shouldn't be, they shouldn't all be booked out, by the way, at this time of the year. Mm. What Ryanair would say to you is, the flight is cancelled, here's your alternative.
Yeah, yeah, which means you've got to go and sort out your accommodation, but at the same time, you will get home or you will get there. Owen, thank you very much. Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine. If you have been directly affected by this, do let me know and we'll bring you on Monday. 0818 96 96 96. Portugal and Lanzarote, the ones that could be affected out of Cork. So far, we think, we've checked this with Barry and the team at the airport over the weekend, if any of the summer Ryanair schedule has been affected by this. It looks like the Aer Lingus won't be because of the Airbus. Owen was explained there, the Airbus is out of Cork are unaffected. If there are any serious consequences for Cork people, we will then we'll bring them to you. It's one we'll return to.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.